Good morning, and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
It is. You say that where you are, I say that where I am. I hope everybody who's with us this morning can say that wherever they are. It's a beautiful morning. I suppose every morning is a beautiful morning if we're present to it.
Yes. Well, and I am trying to get my assignment to load, and for some reason I can't, but give me 1 second.
All right. We're not in a hurry. We're meditators. We can entertain ourselves endlessly just by paying attention.
I know. And wondering about beautiful mornings. Well, here it is.
All right.
Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary. Appreciation not only can make a day and change a life, it does. We know that from our own experience. Our willingness to put appreciation into words is what makes the experience real for us. As with kindness and every other good thing in life, we are the first beneficiaries of what we give. There you are. I appreciate you and what you do. I feel that appreciation as a warm glow inside of me. I express the appreciation I feel, and I feel that joyful warm glow again. You receive the expression, and I feel the joyful warm glow again as I receive the pleasure you seem to be feeling. Make a day, change a life. Oh, yes. Today, practice the delight inherent in the expression of appreciation. Record and listen.
Nice. I wonder what happened.
Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Paula.
Good morning, or good afternoon, as the case may be. Huh?
Yeah, 2 minutes afternoon. Oh, gosh. I appreciate being unmuted and being on the call, and I so appreciate you, Sherry, and Ashwini, for who you are and what you do. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
And did you have that, did you get that little warm glow just feeling that and expressing it? And
oh, I did. Mm-hmm. And just hearing Ashwini read the assignment, that was a glow. And what I've,
yes.
It's interesting, appreciation is, has really been up for me for the last couple of weeks. So when this assignment came through, I thought, this is how perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May I take just a minute to comment on what you just said?
Oh, please.
That's kind of the secret to the whole thing, that you're listening to Ashwini read that. You're paying attention to the reading, to what she's saying, and you're going right to that experience. That, in reverse, is how conditioned mind causes us to suffer. It talks us into a world of non-appreciation, a world of something wrong and not enough. It talks us into, we listen to it, we go with it, we feel awful. So to fill our world with those kinds of messages that along the quote and the assignment that Ashwini read, to keep our focus on that, and we can call it a conversation. You know, we talk endlessly about stopping the conversation in your head, and that's the unconscious conversation that conditioned mind is constantly drawing our attention to. But we can replace that with another conversation, in quotes, where we are constantly focused on what we love, what's good, what we appreciate, what we enjoy, what we're grateful for. And staying in that conversation, we literally are being talked into presence.
Yeah, that is...
So that it's kind of the whole deal. You see, you said it in the first sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And that's just so beautiful, the way you just expressed that. And I appreciate that, too. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the piece of the process that I'd like to share is something that's dropped in a couple of times, and that is the kind of this, you know, obviously I think in gratitude that appreciation is inherent in gratitude, and mm-hmm. where I've been looking is like the subtle difference between appreciation and gratitude. And how that has come up is the ease with which this being and other folks that I've talked with can make a gratitude list mm-hmm. is quite different than the, say, writing a letter of appreciation for yourself or saying what you appreciate by yourself. It's just like, wow. Oh, I could go on, and it feels so good to, you know, record what I'm grateful for.
I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Paula, if I may.
Please.
If I'm understanding where you're going here, that is the product of taking ourselves personally.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. When we really get it that this human being that I call me is actually doesn't have anything to do with that ego that wants to claim it. That this human being is an expression of life. Everything about it is an expression of life. And so from that perspective, when we are identified with the authenticity that we call life, from that authenticity, we can look at that human incarnation with tremendous appreciation. And it has nothing to do with ego. We can appreciate everything about, everything that happens to that human incarnation.
Yes, yes, that's so huge. That's so helpful because I see that as you're saying that nothing is personal. Even the,
yes.
you know, the expression of appreciation for this ourself turns into some egocentric self. And it really is I think what I'm hearing and you're reflecting is the appreciation for life itself, which is what we are. And if it's not
yes.
personal, everything that I appreciate, like the cut flowers on my altar this morning, I was doing a bit of recording and listening at the end of my meditation, and that what dropped in was what is appreciated is this the beauty and not just the physical beauty, but the beauty of the creation of life and how these flowers come into being, for example.
Yes,
and
to tie those together, Paula, the appreciation / gratitude, because in that moment they are one. That there is a conscious awareness that can appreciate and be grateful for. Because that's yeah. the greatest gift, I would say, that we have, right? Because there are a lot of folks who couldn't do that. Because they simply don't have that ability. They, you know, it's a, we've known people who can paint a gorgeous picture. One of my closest friends, we can stand right next to each other with the same camera. I take a picture and it looks like, you know, yeah, okay, what? She takes the picture and it's just stunning. And it's just a mystery to me how that happens. But it does happen, right? So to be grateful for the karma, if you will, the everything that came together to bring a conscious awareness that is able to appreciate, be present to, appreciate, and be grateful for, there we have it. And it is not personal. We know that. No, none of us asked at any point, you know, to be someone who would eventually have the conscious awareness to understand that appreciation and gratitude are one, and to have an experience of that with everything around us all the time. Come on. I didn't. I bet you didn't. I bet there's nobody that we know who did. I mean, we might have issued some prayers to help us wake up and get out of this quagmire, but that's not the same thing, yeah? All right. Well, thank you so much for this. It's appreciation.
Thank you, too.
I appreciate it, and I'm grateful.
Well, that gratitude and appreciation are one, and that there is nothing personal in them. That is such a good takeaway message, Sherry. Thank you so much, and thanks
you
again.
You are so welcome,
Ashwini. Okay, have a beautiful day.
And thank you.
You too.
Okay. Thanks, Paula. Bye.
Okay.
I was just going right there. I loved how you put it, Sherry. That there's such an to me, it's the endlessly recursive process of the experience of joy, the joy of intelligence knowing itself, because that's what we are describing, that awareness becomes aware of what it is, and then that's joy.
Yes.
And there's an appreciation of what it is, and that's joy. And therefore, there's a gratitude for the awareness that can appreciate, and that's joyful. And that's the endless process of being alive, and that is a capacity that we possess, which we don't possess, but which is inherent in conscious awareness.
Yes. Yes. And as you describe it, it is clear that there is no separate self in that. Not needed for that, not in that, just nowhere in that. That we have to leave that experience, turn our attention back to the negative conversation and conditioned mind to have a different experience. And the glory of that for human beings, we have that ability, right? We can be right there in the light room, and a second later, with a flip of the attention, we can be in the dark room. And so if we go back to something that supposedly the Buddha said, that the thing about practice is the way life is configured, we can suffer for as long as we want to. And when we no longer want to, we don't have to. We have the ability to stop suffering. Now, if you want to talk about good news, that is some good news. And that's what we're talking about here. It's that simple shift in attention that takes us away from conditioned mind and back to the reality that we've been discussing this morning, that we've been describing to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and that ability that you're talking about flags us when we cannot feel the appreciation of life in the palm of the human being, because it's coming from an ego place. It's only when the ego is trying to appreciate that we feel the falseness of that appreciation and the inability to do that.
Isn't that a gift? Isn't that a gift? So I can tell, wow, something feels off here. You know, I'm not having a good time. I'm not loving everything my eyes light on. So what's going on? Now, of course, for years, I would guess, for Kalpas, for lifetimes, we wondered what's going on. Now we know. Mm-hmm. We know. I'm not here. I'm identified with ego. Okay, what do I need to do? Because that's ego's question. We even know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Shift the attention back to here, back to this here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good.
It is so good. And let's see what our next caller has to say. You're now live on the air.
All right.
Please introduce yourself.
This is Linda Joy.
Hello, Linda Joy.
I want to be a little bit of an advertisement for the Murphy Zen Center. I was there with you 6 days and returned Sunday. And
uh-huh.
I so appreciate everything. I appreciate you and Ashwani for being here on the phone every morning. It's still, I'm in awe sometimes of what you two do. And I appreciate the record and listen class I just joined this week with Laura.
Great.
And that's just been amazing also, and giving me a little bit more focus on how to do that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I'm also going to be in the Joy of Eating this month.
Oh, good.
So, just real excited and just so appreciative. I'm a substitute teacher, and I'm kind of on vacation, so I don't have to work, and I'm just really committing my time to my practice and to giving it some a little bit more direction. And what I would like to do in appreciation is mention one gift I feel like I received in the 6 days I was with you. I'm one of those that has that voice we talked about earlier in the week about I never feel like I'm who I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, oh, I don't do gardening. I would love to be a gardener. I'm terrible in someone else's kitchen and I'm not this and I'm not that. Well, I had the most profound experience with my working meditation, and I have such a new appreciation for working meditation in general, even here in my own home, because Penny trusted me to take care of the tomato plants, and I don't even know a tomato plant. I mean, I don't know vegetables at all. And my first instinct was to panic. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just in awe of how she went through the process. She walked me through the first tomato plant, putting a little cage around it and pounding in the post and putting the wire around it and, you know, making sure I don't disturb
pulling
any of the other plants.
Pulling its little arms through.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
and making sure I don't disturb any of the other little herbs and things in the garden. And I thought, oh, my God, can I really do this? And then she walked me around, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she's going to show me, like, these 10 plants I have to do, and they're scattered around the garden. I thought, I'm going to forget how to do this by the time, you know, I mean, the mind just was going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the time I got back to my tools and where I was going to start, I realized she had let go and was trusting me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it touched me at such a deep level, and I just started. I took a breath. I just went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and did what I needed to do and looked at the beautiful plant sitting there and being protected and moved on to the next one. And within a couple hours, I looked around and I thought, oh, my goodness, if I just let go, if I let go and trust myself,
mm-hmm.
how amazing that was. It was just totally awesome. And
so
I want to
good.
Thank all of you for that gift. It just, and the same thing happened for me in the kitchen. You know, I'm doing these radishes and stuff, and I just would take a breath and let go, listen to my directions. And it was, to me, it was
trust
so
you,
awesome.
Trust life.
Yes, and how you, everyone at the monastery just loves and gives support and trust. You know, we walk in there and you don't know, we have no idea of anything, and just put that trust and that faith and knowing that I can also ask for help if I need it by writing my little note.
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't want to take up a lot of time. I was so gifted with the 6 days, and I'm just so appreciative of that. And like I said, anyone in Project of Joy and Joy, and anyone who calls in, I just want to encourage them. If they can spend even a weekend or whatever at the monastery, it is such a beautiful place to be.
Thank you.
And I can't
wait
for the Zen Center. I missed out on that Sunday afternoon, but I'm looking forward to that. I have friends here that are looking forward to you coming back.
Good. All right.
And I'm so
we're looking forward to it,
that.
Too. We're very excited.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you, Linda Joy.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm glad.
Happy day.
I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm very happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda Joy. Oh, that just
warms your heart, doesn't it?
Oh, it breaks my heart open.
Yeah. Because we never know, do we? We drag people out there and put them in these situations, and you know, sometimes it can feel like Linda Joyce described it in the beginning. It feels like somebody just threw you into the deep end of the pool, and you don't know how to swim. And then the magic of realizing, well, yeah, I do know how. I can be right here, and I'm perfectly safe because there are all these people around me who are going to answer any question or support me in anything. I can, and it's kind of, I think, for me anyway, it's kind of like being a kid again, where, you know, I just want to do it. I just want to have an adventure. I'm fine. Let me do it. You know, turn loose my bicycle. I can do this.
Yeah. Well, someone at the retreat, we were doing an exercise that was improv related, and they basically were talking about how they could let go because they trusted the person who was giving the directions. And it quickly went to that metaphor place of, if we had that orientation to life, to trust that nothing harmful would ever be given to us by life, what a relaxing way to live. And to me, that's just what was being described, because when we do that, when we trust life and let go of that conditioned process that is not trustworthy, then we encounter ourselves as being that life that is conscious, compassionate awareness, and it's the greatest process ever. And I like to think that the monastery is that structure, that place where everyone can trust life, learn to trust and be in that orientation. And it's just so wonderful when people have that experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's grand.
Well, here's that next caller. And I'd like to make a request, Sherry. I'm seeing a wonderful thing, which is the same people in the queue every day. And so if we do want to hear from everyone who's practicing, and there are almost 70 people on the call, then if everyone would elect to put themselves in the queue, then we could hear from a lot more people.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ashwini, because, I mean, there are 200 and some people in the whole thing, right?
Yes.
And so at any point in time, any of those 200-plus people could be on this call, and it really is helpful. I know the voices are trying to scare you to death, and don't, you know, you're going to not know what to say, and your heart's going to pound out of your chest, and you're going to die, or whatever it is. But it's such a gift to all of us if we have a sense of how many of us are practicing together here. So thank you for that reminder and that encouragement. I hope people get very gutsy and press star six. Is that what it is, star six?
Yes, exactly. So,
okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Alicia from Seattle.
Well, hello, hey, Alicia. What are you seeing?
Well, just immediately at this moment, I responded to Ashwini's guidance, you know, around just coming into the queue, because I have been, I guess, believing this story about, well, you know, I've gotten into the call, so, you know, it's kind of like a taking it, so I shouldn't press star six because other people should, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I just said, okay.
Nonsense, right?
Yeah. Well, and you don't know how I mean, it's funny, you don't have, just realizing, oh, that was controlling me, only realizing
yeah.
it because of the prompt.
Yeah, exactly, which is what makes practice and sangha so helpful, right? Because we don't know. If we don't have a mirror
right.
to see it in, how do we know? It's just, you know, it's just where we've always lived. We listen
yeah.
to that voice,
right.
and it
yeah.
seems to be true until we, yeah, yeah. That's a,
yes,
an excellent point
right.
for all of us.
Well, and I feel like, and I don't remember when Jen made this point. It could have been actually when I was on retreat a month ago, but talking about, you know, some cartoon about a fish, you know, two fish jumping out of a fish bowl and one fish saying to the other, that's water, that's the water. Anyway, you know,
right.
it's that experience
yeah.
of like, oh, yeah, get, you know. So,
yeah, this isn't everybody's reality, right? It's not the
right.
only reality. It's just my reality. Wow, what else is possible? And
right.
that's a huge, huge step into what conditioned mind would tell us is great danger, right? But it's really a huge step into, wow, the world is big and possibility is limitless.
Whee!
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, regarding the, you know, the assignment yesterday, it, you know, again, I'm probably now just saying the same thing twice because it was that feeling of like, oh, you get a suggestion, like, hey, let's try this out. And what I did was, you know, just every time it, you know, occurred to me, I primarily work, you know, on a computer like a lot of people. So I get information coming in and then, you know, someone has done something that I think, oh, that was cool or what a great whatever. And then the thought often just goes away. And then this time I just reach out and with a quick one-liner, hey, thanks, I appreciated this because. And then just having that experience of sort of the reverberation of like, I get to be present in the, you know, kind of being in that moment of appreciation
mm-hmm.
longer. And then inevitably, you know, the person responds with, oh, that was, you know, they had their own experience.
Thank you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, wow, thanks. And then I get to experience it again. And
yes.
and just seeing how, what did I, like, I, recording that, you know, that appreciation is just that expression, is an expression of gratitude. And how
mm-hmm.
more than one thing I noticed too is more than I really struggled, you know, last week with the compassion assignments, but yet the gratitude assignments or appreciation being a form of that, I get really grounded in the present in gratitude and appreciation. They're just a real easy street for me to like, they bring me to the present. I mean, both exercises have been very helpful, but I really, the appreciation one was a like real easy, like, yep, I'm there. I got it. You know, it was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I would say you're there, period, because if you consider that there you are, somebody sent you this thing, and you think, oh, that's cool, and you realize, I appreciate that because you of what you feel in response to that. And you want to let the person know, or we could say you're willing to because we have to get past
right.
ego in
right.
order to want to let the person know because ego would somehow make us feel that we're losing something, right, that, well, you didn't think of that. And, well, really, they're better at what they're doing than you are at what, you know, that kind of track
right.
that the ego would like to take a person down. But you realize, no, I really want to let this person know that I appreciate this. That's compassion.
Interesting. And I wonder, can you tell me just a little bit more about that? That's compassion. Is it because
yes, because you intuitively sense what that person feels and needs. You are relating to that person and suspecting that he or she is living in the same kind of negative world of ego or struggling against it
right.
that we all are. And and you feel that person's humanity, and you want to bring kindness into that person's experience. That's compassion.
That is so helpful. Now, see, I'm so glad I hit star six because
me too.
Yes, that is so helpful to see that I really, and I wasn't falling for the thing last week about like I'm not good at compassion, like, but it was more of a wow. There's a lot of ego shouting here.
I must be onto something.
Yeah,
I must be onto something because the voices are going crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I very much appreciate that. So thank you.
All right. Well, good. Yes, I appreciate you hitting star six. So we're on to a good thing here. Take care. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Thanks, you.
And, you know, lots of people jumped on the queue, but unfortunately it's 9:30. So
they'll jump on tomorrow, we hope.
Exactly. And I love that definition of compassion, Sherry, because it's one of the things I often struggle with. And I think it's because compassion includes recognizing that conditioning exists and not taking blame for it. And it's such a difficult move to make that all of us, I mean, that's what we struggle with, not identifying with ego as what I am. And so to be able to see ego as a universal process is compassion in some way.
Yes.
And that's a really difficult movement to make.
Yes, yes. Well, and I think it's an interesting, at some point it would be fun to do a workshop on it or something, because compassion is there in our lives all day long in so many ways, but ego would have us not recognize it as that. So it really is one of those hidden in plain sight things. And as soon as we catch on that that's what it is, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's everywhere.
Yes. It's the reframe of ego.
Yes.
The recognition of suffering, the first noble truth that suffering exists, is a statement of compassion.
Yes, yes, yes. That it's not personal. That it just is. It's like rain or clouds or trees or people. It just is. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our assignment for today.
Okay.
The disappearance of a sense of responsibility is the most far-reaching consequence of submission to authority.
Would you read that again, Ashwini? That's big.
Yes. The disappearance of a sense of responsibility is the most far-reaching consequence of submission to authority. In practice, we talk a lot about taking responsibility without taking control. Here, we have a subtle variation on that theme, taking control by hiding behind an authority. Ego wants us to believe the authorities we're dealing with are those people out there, but that's never the case. The only authority anyone ever relates to is ego, the authoritarian voice in the head. Today, notice how often you submit to the authority of the voice of ego in conditioned mind. When you see you're acquiescing, not taking responsibility, stop for a few minutes, take several conscious breaths, and see what life drops in as guidance. Record and listen.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
Woo! Big day.
Big day.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Yes. Treasure yourselves. See you tomorrow. Star six. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.